From London, BBC Caribbean Report. A leading American academic says irrespective of the outcome of the US elections, the Caribbean will remain off the agenda. And Jamaica's Prime Minister rejects opposition claims of an attempt to reintroduce Caribbean Federation through the back door. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean has little to gain if Bill Clinton becomes the next president of the United States. That's the opinion of Dr. Philip Brenner, chairman of the Department of International Relations and Foreign Policy at the American University in Washington. Judging by his comments in the presidential debates, Governor Clinton seems very wary of the NAFTA deal, suggesting it could lead to job losses in the United States as investors turn towards Mexico. I asked Dr. Brenner, how would a Clinton presidency view continuation of the Caribbean Basin Initiative, given his determination to pursue fair trade and reciprocity?
Governor Clinton's advisors are the people who we have to look to here, because I don't think Governor Clinton has the background on the CBI in particular. His advisors have written that the CBI is a flawed document.